Time.
About fucking time.
Your audio track is enabled for recording. Blah, blah, blah.
First, it took you three times. Get it working now. This.
Watch it, I'll stick my glass in the
elbow
where the sun shines every once in a while. I don't know, maybe you tan naked.
I don't think maybe.
What's going on? What do you mean? It's time! That I'll be the last one! I don't want any boy! If I can find my heart to do! Jeez!
Hi!
Welcome to the Electric Eye! Coming to you from the depths of Melville, this side of the Super Collider.
Who are you?
I am the Reverend Jim Esquire, and you are?
Drinking a grape soda.
Well, welcome, Mr. Drinking Grape Soda. First things first, we have to wish a belated birthday to our biggest fan, and...
Can I sing?
Yes, you could sing.
Yes!
To our biggest fan, Mad-Eye Markey. Is it even picking up? Probably. It's a damn.
All right, here he goes.
There he goes. Here he goes.
Happy birthday to you! Okay, I'm not going to do that. But happy birthday, Mad-Eye Markey.
Our only listener that actually talks to us.
Yeah, we're talking.
We're looking at the rest of you 20-some-odd people that download our show.
Yeah, you download it, you laugh. And then where are you?
Where are you? We have one guy in Pennsylvania that yells at us. Yeah. And what do you guys do? Sit around and just listen to our
He even just goes, hey, your show's all right, but you guys sound like assholes. It's like, all right. I can accept that. That's
yeah,
fine.
That's right. I'm only sitting here with a Tupac shirt.
Which, by the way, I thought this morning, I was like trying to explain this to my fiance when we were walking to the car. We go to work, as the audience may need to know. We go to work early in the morning, and... He comes out this morning and just goes to the refrigerator while I'm standing there, gets a swig of chocolate milk, and I look down, he's wearing a Tupac Shakur shirt.
Tupac's alive, damn it.
Oh, all right.
Just keep it on the down low. Oh,
all right, Machiavelli. I'm down for the cause. So anyway.
Anywho.
So I'm trying to explain to her, I had a weird dream, and then got up, and then Chris was like standing in the kitchen drinking chocolate milk in his Tupac shirt. She's like, that was part of the dream. I was like, no. That was real. And then we come home and here he is in his Tupac shirt.
Well, either way, this week we found out that we all are alive.
Well, I know I'm alive, but I thought I was going to be erased from existence.
Dun, dun, dun.
I wish I had that. I wish I could play clips. I do the clip of, Dr. Emmett Brown.
Erased from existence.
But, now wait.
Wait until I get my, portable back. We'll have show clips playing.
There you go. But, we found out about the LHC this week, which I am fascinated with. How do you feel?
Somewhat fascinated. I used to be almost, I won't say up to date, but I used to be completely fascinated with whole... I wouldn't say the mathematics behind quantum physics, but the whole theories and so forth, but I kind of lost touch.
But yeah. I
blame women.
It was an exciting week. Not for the reasons why, anybody who kept up with the LHC.
Yeah, knew, they kept telling us, we're all going to die.
Oh, no.
We're all going to die.
Anybody that kept up with it knew that the first tests they were doing were a low power. They were sending some, particles around to see if there was problems. And then they were going to send them the other way to see if there were any problems. And they weren't going to blow anything up yet. They just basically turned it on. And everybody...
I just get this picture of a guy just time to turn it on, light switch.
But everybody else was imagining doomsday had arrived. And it was kind of funny, all across, it was funny. This is the funny thing. I noticed on the news, on television, it was, it's the end of the world. Things could happen. And they actually had a diagram of the Earth imploding. on like C-SPAN. I'm shitting you not. But
the thing is, if they turned it on at like 3:30 in the morning Eastern Standard Time.
Mm-hmm. And it was no. But the thing is, like they were showing these the night before, so people so you could go to bed and know that you're going to get swallowed by a black hole. No, but it was really funny because they were showing that on there, and on the internet, it was all like, scientists are excited, it's going to be a wonderful day, da 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 da, and you know, a completely different story. Like, shows you how much, like, bullshit the news is, and it just tries to get you afraid and tries to make you, like, do things that's you don't want to do. That's always news. That's what I mean, you know.
News is like that. You are all going to die. Find out at 11.
Every hurricane is going to kill you. Every and single all of a sudden, one.
It's like, we're going to tell you the next product that's going to kill you at 11.
Yeah, it's like midnight 7 comes, o'clock. You're like, son of a bitch. 2 seconds before the end of the program. Oh, yeah, your Venetian blinds let off a gas that eventually kill you. Good night. Now, Letterman.
Oh, they completely forget to tell you.
Yeah, well, we'll tell you next time.
What? We'll tell you tomorrow night.
I could be dead. But, yeah, so they turned it on, and I guess everybody breathed a slow sigh of relief. That they weren't eaten alive by a black hole, which
is preposterous.
Preposterous, anyway. I'm using scientific preposterous. It is absurd.
Or to say inconceivable.
But basically, the way they're explaining that these black holes that we create are subatomic. They're tiny. They're little.
They're weird.
Middle. Like the ones that impact our atmosphere every day and go right past us, and we don't even know. basically, it recreates conditions.
For all of you out there, which all this means, this is where your socks go when you stick them in the dryer.
That's right. When you lose that one sock,
that's where they go.
They're in the LHC.
Right? No, they're in the microscopic black holes. Oh, yeah.
But no,
they're drawn to everybody's dryer, folks.
One, just to clear it up, they turned it on. That's it.
That's it.
They ran some tests. Two, it's not going to kill you. Basically, it's a giant, I don't know, I would say time machine / camera. Honestly, it takes a picture of the conditions back then.
They're thinking that now, since you brought up time travel, they're thinking that since this could lead to first theory of actual practice of time travel, that this could be the infamous turning it on. The fact that since if you created a machine that
people should stop breeding,
that if you created a machine that was capable to do time travel, you could only go as far forward in time as you wanted, but you could go only as far back in time as
the machine was
turned on.
Right.
So they figured that this is the initial moment.
This is X point.
This is the X point. That the machine was turned on, we can now do time travel.
All right, sweet. We have arrived, neighbors. Oh, God. And land of the stupids.
That collective slapping to the forehead is every alien race in the universe.
Oh, God. Do we deserve to go on? Email us at eecf25428@comcast.net.
No one's going to email us. I know. Ever.
But you know what? I can keep trying, can I? I can keep trying.
And the thing is, matters are going to get worse as of the end of this month.
Why is that?
We're handing out free stuff.
Yeah. We're going to hand out free stuff, and then a lot of people are going to listen to us and not email. So
instead of having 20 listeners, we're going to have 40.
That
never talk to us.
So
they'll be like, why are we listening again? Maybe there'll be a topic next week.
Yeah, maybe there'll be a format eventually. Eventually. We keep hoping. Fingers crossed. Sorry if we kind of run our program without a format. I don't really care. The funny thing is, I listen to other podcasts, and they are almost done like radio shows. Have you heard some of them?
Yeah,
they got the clips. They got the wowie sound effects. Yeah! But we have this radio show box that says
especially
the Executive Stress Eliminator.
Yeah. But you want to know something? some of the other podcasts have people that talk to them.
That's true. Well, some we're looking at
everybody else but Mark.
Some are signed up to live. Some have like phone callers, and it's kind of creepy. I don't know, but ours is pretty basic. We talk for a half hour, you listen, and then you email us. I don't really, you know.
That's emails us other than Mark?
Well, Mark emails us. I'm hoping that somebody else will. And they can explain why we didn't die the other day from the LHC.
God!
So
do we have to go emo on you guys?
Hey.
What do we have to do to get you guys to email
call
us?
Call us. It's whatever. I love you. Whatever. So, anywho. Yeah, that was the story of the week as far as I know. that people are crazy and they thought we were all going to perish in some fucking science going wrong experiment.
Yeah, as soon as everybody was deemed wrong, they went, "Ooh, look, Hurricane Ike."
Yeah, I know. Divert your attention now to the hurricane and panic. Ah! Science will kill you. The nature will kill you.
Well, but isn't what you guys doing part of nature? No. You'll get that confused. One thing at a time.
God. So yeah. God will kill you.
God will.
Yeah, everything is going to kill you. Everything is out to get you. Be afraid. Be very, very afraid.
I don't want to be afraid. I want to live my life like George Burns.
I don't want to drink grape soda. And guess what? George Carlin's still dead. Damn it.
And so is George Burns too.
George Burns
lived to 100. Smoked, drank, and
ate bacon sandwiches, probably.
Yeah. Lived to a fucking 100 years old and died of what? Pneumonia, I think it was.
Yeah, son of a bitch.
Bitch. Lived to a pneumonia kills you.
God.
And everybody says, you gotta eat right, you gotta drink right, have 15 glasses of water. It's science will keep you living forever and ever. George Burns lived to 100 years old. He drank, smoked, and hung around with pretty women.
Yeah.
I like that model.
Did that other cat ever die? That one guy, okay, not George Burns. What the fuck is his name? I can't think. The other guy that smoked cigars. Milton Berle.
I don't know.
I wonder if he ever died.
He probably did.
Probably did.
Still, you know.
I have no idea.
We'll check folks, that's your homework tonight. Go on IMDb.
I could check right now, but
we gotta give them some sort of homework. We want email. We're desperate. We'll find out where you all live and kill your bushes.
kill your bushes.
If you don't have any bushes, we'll buy you something. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's do something useful this week, since we don't really have an agenda for today.
When do we ever have an agenda?
Well, I know. Well, we're actually gonna talk about something useful today. We bought comic books this week. Oh, I know you did because I saw you at the comic book store.
No, you didn't.
Shit.
That was my evil clone.
Well, yeah, apparently you're an evil clone that watches movies and goes places that you don't go. like the pool hall.
Like the pool hall. Yes, folks, I'm the only person who actually admits that he has an evil twin.
Yeah, that interacts with all the same people that he talks to. Anyway, so we bought...
Recent reports say that he has a mohawk and a goatee.
No, he doesn't. He looks just like you, and he forgets everything that I tell you now. And then when it comes up, like, remember the pool hall? Hey, Chris, you remember going down to the pool hall? No. Are you serious? Yeah. Remember we went down there and drank beers after work? No. Remember that movie with the pinheads? No. Gobble, we accept you. No. Wow. And you're the one that brought it up the other day.
That's because I got my information from Clerks animated series, which you probably never seen.
What's a Clerks animated series?
My point. It only lasted like 6 episodes.
Oh, okay. Damn failure shows. Anyway.
This is coming from probably a Kevin Smith fan, too.
It's true. It's true. But anyway, went to the comic book store. Let's talk about a comic book we bought.
Which one? Goon?
We bought Goon.
Yeah, we bought Goon. Was one of the ones both of us purchased.
Goon number
28.
There you go.
With the horse beating in it.
There's a horse beating in there. Highly recommended. God damn. How are we going to fill up 15 fucking more minutes? But yeah, no. Goon was pretty great this week. And might I add, that Eric Powell is going to be at the Baltimore Comic-Con.
Yeah, but the last issue that I read of yours, number 27, had the best, you know, panels in it that I wouldn't mind buying off Eric Powell.
I don't know how much he charges for his panel.
But the thing is, just that the whole, hey, that guy broke the window. It's like the whole action just paused to look at the camera. What?
Set it up for the listeners. What was this? How'd it go?
Oh, basically, there was some sort of action behind a sheet glass window, and they all see the goon on the other side. They crash through, start attacking the goon, and his sidekick just points out, hey, they broke through the window. And it's like the creatures and the goon just stop what they're doing, look at him, and just like,
wow.
He's like, I'm just stating.
Getting everybody up to speed on, like, Goon, if you don't know, basically LeBrazio's back from the dead, and
he's like a zombie or something like that.
And a mob leader.
I missed a couple of issues or something like that.
Spoiler alert, Joey the Ball dies in this one. Fucking one of the Mud Brothers smashes his head with a tree stump, which is really funny. he's got a couple of slack jaws working for him. Basically, Goon's going around, he's knocking off all these guys, or trying to knock off all these guys that are supporting LeBrazio and his gang. So he beats up a horse who's being prostituted out. Because the horse... Well, he's trying to put lipstick on the horse?
Yeah.
The pimp was trying to put lipstick on the horse.
It's like, don't make me stream my pimp hand. And so, to go even further back, for those who don't know what Goon is, it's basically a comic set in, what, the late 30s? It could be any time.
It's done in a style like, I guess you would call it like a golden age book.
Well, yeah.
But it's like modern at the same time, with a lot of like supernatural elements in it, and his artwork is just phenomenal.
And a lot of the stuff he writes for it is
just funny. He must be one of the funniest dudes in comic books right now. Like, I read the newest Deadpool. Right? I read the new Deadpool comic. An attempt at humor in that book was kind of pathetic. Kind of fell on its face. Like, where Deadpool's kind of supposed to be a funny character. You know, the merc with the mouth, yada, yada, yada. You got the one funny thing he did was while he was killing a bunch of Skrulls in this book, he was singing out loud, you put the lime in the coconut and shake it all up, you put the lime in the coconut, you know.
Yeah.
He was singing that while he was killing Skrulls. I don't know. Go fake. But that was kind of funny. But for the most part, like any attempts at humor in most books, it kind of falls flat on its face. Like, Eric Powell gets outright guffaws from me when I'm like reading. Like, I'll stop and just, gah!
the blatant fact is, like, almost lines, like, nothing's going on, and then all of a sudden, you're like, no, he didn't go there.
Like, yeah. What was the, in the older books, with the cans of corn?
He pretty much tells the person, like, you're not supposed to be on the street, and like, this creature is behind this old lady.
Yeah.
And she, you know, they're both, like, stopping. It's like, what? It's like, and he just goes up to the old lady. And it's like, I told you not to go out, come out at night. And she just turns up to him and goes, I thought the creamed corn was cheaper at night.
You'd have to read it. You'd have to be there. No, but that I can't wait to meet him again.
Again. Probably met him last year as a very nice guy.
What, about the third time I'll be meeting him?
When was the first time?
First time I went.
Really? I missed out that year, I think. With him.
I went straight to him.
Then you hit...
Then I went to... and then stood there all day.
Hey, wait a minute. We curse on this show all the time. Why the hell did you just censure yourself?
Listen, I don't have to talk about this on here.
You just censored yourself.
Listen, I don't have to talk about this. And I don't have to take this abuse. Okay, I used to like Rob Liefeld, all right? I'm a Liefeld addict, okay? I'm a recovering Liefeld addict.
Why stop?
Did you see the new cover to Deadpool? The variant one?
No.
It made me sad.
Compared to the infamous Captain America?
See, Captain America cover, that was like, well, that's his interpretation. I can live with that. Whatever. Hey, you might want to change that. Nah. Okay.
Well, you said it's a promotional piece.
Yeah.
And it gets leaked out.
Then he started doing Onslaught Reborn. Has anybody seen this puke pile called Onslaught Reborn?
Hawkeye's Wolverine?
Yeah.
Yeah,
red. Let's not
go there.
His artwork in that was fucking awful. Like, seriously, I will say this, and I do not
care. Watch mid-podcast, the power goes out.
Yeah, right. I do not care what anybody says. Back in the day, when he started work on Cable, and he was still doing Hawk and Dove and all that stuff, he went on and did Cable, and like he did the New Mutants and all that. I liked his work. I did. I thought it was, at the time, like, you know, the mid to late 90s, it was groundbreaking. Or actually, it would be early 90s, wouldn't it? God, I'm old. Anyway, but it was groundbreaking. It was different. It wasn't what everybody was used to, and then everybody copped the style, and then now he's lame. Okay, I can admit that. He still is a good artist, but he's sloppy. And he's kind of overpaid now. I will say that.
I think part of it, it's not because he's overpaid, and it's probably the fact that it's the whole aspect of if you hear something long enough, you tend to believe it.
Yeah.
So how often, instead of like, well, look at Rob Liefeld, he does good work, and he continues to like, hey, I'm doing good, I'm going to strive to be better.
Right.
But he gets all these mob mentality idiot fans who can only draw the equivalent of Powerpuff Girls that say, Rob Liefeld is a hack, he sucks, and therefore you have the other people, you know, he sucks, that don't want to, you know, say, wait a minute, he's a good artist, what the hell are you talking about, look at your shit. Therefore, they're going, yeah, he sucks. And all of a sudden, they jump boats to either Alex Ross or Greg Land. Like, and they go, they're just going to bring down everybody.
You know what I'd like to see Rob Liefeld actually go to? Everybody's going to, like, probably shit on me for this one. I'd actually like to see him switch up a little on his style and go more cartoony and do, like, a funny book. Like, if you know his style, if you look at his style and you can actually, like, think about it, if he went more cartoony...
Rob Liefeld, those Archie Comics.
I'm not saying Archie Comics, but I'm saying, like, do, like, something funny. Like a goon book with his own character, though. Like, something funny. Something interesting. And I think it would carry over well. See, with the fan base that he's getting, or trying to get, like when he did, like, Teen Titans.
Yeah.
And when he did X-Men, and when he did, you know, X-Force. And now he's, you know, I think he did a couple guest covers recently in Onslaught Crapola. He's doing action all the time. And his action is just lame. It's always the same thing. Over-muscly people with giant gum, with giant guns.
Yeah, giant gum.
Giant gums.
He's attacking him with a giant pack of Wrigley's.
I was thinking more like mouth gums. I don't talk funny. I just got big gums. Okay, you can.
First, you gotta eat shrimp.
Let's eat some shrimp. So, no, I think if he actually switched to his style a little bit, that's not too late in his career. You know, fucking do.
Maybe people will say, "Well, wait a minute. Maybe he was good."
I don't know. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, who knows? Who knows? Like I said, I was a fan at one point. Now I'm like, not so much. He's still a nice guy. I don't have anything against him. I just don't like a lot of his newer stuff. That Deadpool cover was garbage. But then also, you know what was garbage this month? I hate saying this.
What?
Green Lantern Corps. Anybody out there reads Green Lantern Corps, hopefully, I don't know if you've read it, you can agree with me. They had a guest penciler this month. I don't know why they had a guest penciler. I guess the normal guy is like...
on vacation.
Vacation or something, but... they had a guest penciler. Amateur. It looked amateur. Storyline.
Tron do it?
Oh. The storyline, it was still good. I mean, and they're weaving the Blackest Night storyline now. But
which is?
Blackest Night? Okay, Blackest Night is basically a prophecy from... It actually goes back to one of the old Green Lantern Corps Volume 1 series where, like, it is said, just like the Green Lanterns are here, that there's going to be... They're anti. They're complete opposite. Yeah. Where they bring, you know, willpower and, you know, bring light, there's also an absolute darkness. And it all revolves around Black Hand, which is, you know, William Hand. And also it ties into, like, the Sinestro Corps and all that stuff. And it's slowly, they're slowly churning the storyline. And in 2009, they're going to unveil the giant epic that is the Blackest Night saga, which is going to supposedly outdo the Sinestro Corps saga. And basically...
From what I hear, the Slush Corps saga was pretty damn good.
Oh, it's very good. If you can pick up the, like, graphic novel, you know, like the trade paperback or the hardback...
I'll be checking for it in Baltimore.
It'd be really worth it. But basically, they're finding out there's other colors to the spectrum of lanterns. There are the Green Lanterns, of course, who represent willpower... There are the Red Lanterns now that are representing, like, not fear, but hatred and rage.
The yellow, as we know, is
yellow is fear. There are also, like a violet lanterns, which are love or something, and there's blue. I'm not quite sure what the blue do, honestly. And there are, basically, there's also black. Which has a lot to do with, I believe, Superboy Prime. Or it could have something to do with the Anti-Monitor. Who, basically, at the end of this one book, one of the Green Lanterns, he can talk to the dead, was sent to go find the Anti-Monitor. And talk to his corpse. After they had this war on Earth with Sinestro Corps. Anywho. It's going to be a great storyline. It's going to be something different. And I'm really getting into the DC comics now. But I'm just... Any space dramas, that's where I'm at.
This past week has been the first time I've actually went to a comic shop and purchased comics of any sort because of my long-winded battle of lack of funds.
Wow.
And
the battle that rages on.
The rage is on. And my anti-battle of local comic shop, which I was forced to go to due to the fact of, just to see if they had the current issue of All-Stars Batman, which is probably going for $1,000 on eBay.
Which I need to check that.
because they had the ultra-stiffy comic protectors, which is like a CD jewel case. If you have those really rare... or really variable comics, they're great to get, but the downside is they're about $5 a piece.
Yeah. I got one for my Hulk 104.
Yep, and it fits.
It definitely fits.
And I should say, do you want to...
We can wrap this one up.
Yeah, let's wrap this one up.
So the moral of the story is you're not going to die.
You're not going to die.
Comic books are good.
News at 11. Comic books are good. Women are good.
Baltimore Convention is in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks at the Baltimore
Comic 12 days. Well, wait. Today's the 13th. 14 days. 2 weeks. So.
2 weeks.
Yeah. 2 weeks.
And we're going to the ball game.
We're going to the ball game. That's right. Because tickets for the Harvey Awards are $90.
Yikes. So, and I don't want to sit there for $90 and listen to people long-winded speeches. So we're going to go watch a ball game that night.
Have a hot dog, drink beer, and
if yell anybody, fans. Anybody's going. This goes for you too, Mark. You're going.
If we have to come up there and drag your sorry ass down here. And
I had a dream that he said he wasn't going, and it ruined everything. So Mark, talking to you. You're going, and you're going to the ball game. I know you've never gone to a ball game before in your life, but guess what?
You're coming now.
It's not so much the ball game. It's the people who are at it and the fun that you're going to have.
Yeah. So
you're right beside Boog's Barbecue. So,
either way, good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah, we got it. All right, good night, everybody.
Back to Devs and Mel's Hole.
Yeah.